ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Hagman and Hagman. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Folks, this is the weekend. This coming weekend is the anniversary, 15th anniversary of 9/11. JD from Neptune Diaries, our creative evangelist, was actually at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan on 9/11. He's got just a number of images, pictures. But the pictures don't do justice, really. Well, his do, maybe, but the pictures in the media don't do justice to really what happened down there, the carnage that leveled that section of Lower Manhattan, the loss of life, and the putrid public displays now of companies, corporations that are capitalizing, tastelessly capitalizing on the 9/11 incident. It's just amazing. But folks, I really... having been there right after the, having been in Lower Manhattan to check the carnage, to check the, to go behind the crime scene tape, it was just an indescribable experience to see the carnage. You know, I think back to that and I remember, I don't think I slept for a week after that. Maybe because the horror was unimaginable. Folks, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report on this 15th, nearing the 15th anniversary of 9/11. I'm Doug Hagman at the helm, fellow investigator, researcher, my son. Together we are something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. That is the Hagman and Hagman Report. We broadcast live every weeknight from Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thank you so much for your fellowship. Thank you so much for your support of our broadcast, because right now we are entering into times that censorship is coming in many forms, and I've intimated about this, I've hinted about this. Folks, you've got no idea the war that's being waged out there against the alternative media, the alt-right, whatever you want to call us, especially the Christian broadcasters, the conservative Christian broadcasters. And those people that are on the streets to preach the gospel. Coach Dave Dobmeier, for example. A classic example of a man on a mission. America's coach. God bless that man. He's going to be with us, I believe, next week.
Monday.
You're going to want to tune in for that. But you know, that man's on the front lines, on the streets, taking the word and doing, occupying, taking care of our business. His business, taking care of business. But I just want to say this. The war to silence this show through asymmetrical means, it's a hot war. Now, you might say, well, give me specifics. I can't. Well, I can, I guess, but I won't. On a number of levels, I won't. And there's a reason for that. A legal reason. Now, to the detractors, to those people who will come out and say, well, that's just BS. You're just making a bunch of BS. It's just, you know, no. There will be a point when I will disclose everything. And when I do, there will be people, entities, groups, and organizations laid to waste, at least in my view. But I want you to know the fight has been engaged. And it is a fight indeed. I know, I'm not going to speak for him, but I know that our guest tonight is under similar fire. Shut up. Don't say anything about the homosexual community. Don't call homosexuality bad. Don't call out abortions. Don't call out infant murder or murder of preborn children. And if you do, don't you dare side with the Center for Medical Progress. My gosh, they're lawbreakers. God bless those. God bless the Center for Medical Progress for exposing the satanic deeds of Planned Parenthood. And let me tell you something out there. If you're a Christian listening to this, or you say you're a Christian listening to this, and you say, well, that they broke the law. You know what I'm talking about, I think, right? They misrepresented themselves. And what kind of Christians would misrepresent themselves? The kind of Christians who engage on the battlefield and take the law, take privileges by legal privileges as investigative journalists and investigators. That's the kind of people, the doers, the people who are making a difference, the people who are bringing you the evidence and laying it out right there for you to show you the satanic, demonic deeds and misdeeds and putrid activity of Planned Parenthood and their facilitators. That's who. And to those of you who side with the opposition under the pretext of being a good, solid Christian with biblical precepts, shame on you. Shame on you. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. And shut up. See, we can say the same thing, right? And if you think this is rather harsh coming out of the gate, I hope so. I hope it sounds harsh, because for the 12 hours, for the last 12 hours, we've been engaged. We've been fighting. We've been fighting the fight. We've been fighting these attempts to silence us. We've been fighting the opposition. We've been fighting the enemy. We've been fighting the demonic realm. We have been engaged. They're not going to shut us up. There's only one way to shut us up. You kill us. That's it. There might become a time when that happens. And that, you know, although you may not know it, everyone in the alternative media that's actually adhering to and pushing a biblical perspective on the news and current events, they're all in this position. Russ Dizdar, Dave Hodges, yes, even Alex Jones, and including our next guest, Ted Brewer, or our guest tonight, Ted Brewer, Dr. Ted Brewer. And if you don't think, or if you think that this is a trivial, oh, quit whining matter, you're not seeing the bigger picture. The bigger picture is they're going to silence you. They silence us. They're going to come after and silence you. What are you going to leave to your children? What kind of legacy are you going to leave for your children? You're going to let them walk on your tombstone and take a whiz all over your tombstone? Because you didn't stand up, push back when you had the opportunity. You didn't say, wait, no, this is wrong, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to stand by my brother, I'm going to stand by my sister, and I'm going to fight to the very end. I'm going to fight for the rights that we have as Americans, but more importantly, as Christians, as people that are following the Bible. It's up to you. It's your choice. Or are you going to stand as an accuser of the brethren, if you're a Christian, and say, that's not right. No, that's not right. Folks, things have changed out there. Things are changing out there. I don't even know if we're going to have an election this year. I don't know. If we are, I don't even know if that's going to change the doggone thing. 71% of doctors think Hillary's health concerns are serious. You saw the headline. Mexico's all hacked off, you know. Hey, You're going to build a wall. We're going to negate all of our treaties, and maybe Texas and parts of California will go back to Mexico. I know that a lot of progressive socialist non-Christian idiots really are looking forward to that. Look at the headlines. I mean, look at the headlines. Please, we ask for your prayers, and we thank you for your support. And I would ask for your prayers for all of the people in the Christian media or in the conservative media who are Christians. Maybe that's the best way to describe us. We're not ministers or pastors. Neither one, Joe or I, are. But we know how the story ends. So maybe we are just conservatives, social, moral conservatives in the Christian with a Christian worldview, biblical worldview. We just ask for your prayers and thank you for your support. Joe, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Dr. Ted Breuer is standing by. He's going to be our guest for the whole show. We're going to bring him on in just a second. I just want to go through next week's schedule so people know to tune in. We got a full bank next week, and it's going to be a great lineup. Coach Dave Dobmeyer Monday, Jonathan Kahn followed by Stan Dale Tuesday, Anthony Patch and Doug Woodward Wednesday. You got to pronounce Thursday. Mark Torella and Augusto Perez Friday. So it's going to be a good week, folks. Just make sure you stay tuned. And we have Ted Breuer tonight. Ted is with us now. He's the host of a show here on Global Star Radio Network, as well as his website, healthmasters.com. Ted, it's great to have you back on.
Joe, Doug, good to be back with you guys. And, Doug, I feel what you feel. The oppression that we're all starting to face is getting very palatable, and it's not getting better. And the thing about it is we have to stand firm in the word and in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of the alternative shows that aren't Christians basically are not really being persecuted. And again, the reason for that is the powers that be that run the planet, the dark forces of Lucifer, they know that Christians have the authority because we're in covenant with God and his dimension and that we have authority over them. And so they want us silenced because they're the ones that realize that when we pray and we pray together as a group, we release so much scalar wave energy from the prayers that we can literally change the very fabric of space-time. And we're doing so. We are literally changing it all. That's why there's so much confusion and all the stuff that's happening now, because the agenda of the globalists is being short-circuited. They're basically losing their hold on this holographic reality we live in, and they're beginning to realize that, hey, we've got to shut the Christians up. They can't talk about the blood of Jesus. They can't talk about the cross. I remember a year ago, Doug, when I did the show with you guys on the blood of Christ and on chemtrails, and I went into detail on that. All hell broke loose at my end with people attacking me online. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it's like you said a few minutes ago, Doug, we can't do that. We can't backbite or stab each other. We can't do what the heathen do. And if you guys remember, I never attacked back. I never mentioned anybody who was attacking me by name on the air. I just prayed for them, and I'd address some of the things they would say and say, hey, this isn't true. This is what I meant. You guys know me well enough to know I didn't mean that. And I would do it that way because I refuse to go to the level of assaulting other people and their character and questioning their very Christianity. I won't do it, Doug. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. Now, I may say something to you in private about certain people on the air as far as they don't act like Christians or they're drunk all the time or they're on drugs or they're womanizers or whatever or they're alcoholics. I may say something like that. But as far as attacking people that are still living, I'm not going to do that. Now, when it comes to some of the people when it comes to people like Abraham Lincoln, who got us in this big mess we're in, yeah, absolutely. I slammed him really hard on my talk show this week. I'd had enough of him, and he's been dead, and may he not rest in peace. And with his wife being a witch and a Sabbatean and a Satanist, basically, I'm sure he is not resting in peace right now. So we're still dealing with the blowback of Lincoln and what he did to the United States and the tyranny of the federal government that's oppressing all of us. And yes, I do have my show on every day from 3 to 4, but it's also available 24 hours a day. The phone number is 641-552-5310, 641-552-5310. 5310, and it follows your show every night right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Interestingly enough, you're talking about Hillary's health concerns. I've got about 8 pages of notes right now on why I believe she has Parkinson's disease. And I've analyzed a lot of her video, and I've worked with Parkinson's patients in my office before. And quite frankly, I'm going to cover all that information with you just in a second. And now, I also, because Hillary is a feminist, and she's also a witch. I mean, unbelievable. She's a witch. I mean, according to Larry Nichols, she's a witch, a coven witch. Because she's got all these things going for her, we're going to talk about the 7 simple rules for being a good feminist. And this is an article that was written last week that I covered it on my show by a lady by the name of Prestigiamo. And I'm going to start with that, and then we're going to go into Hillary's Parkinson's disease and why I believe she has Parkinson's disease. But we're going to start with this feminism stuff, because guys, you remember this. This Sabbatean influence in our culture that was promoted and promulgated through, and we've talked about this dozens of times on the air, so I'm not going to go back in all the details with it, all the way through the Sabbatean Freud, the Sabbatean Bernays, who was the guy who did the PR stuff back in the 1800s, who spilled into the 1900s, who was Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister's, you know, idol. You know, all of these guys are doing is turning the world upside down. That's their goal, is to make what's good bad, what's bad good. And when Christians stand there in prayer together and they change the very fabric of space-time, like we're doing when we speak the words that are not as if they were with faith, what ends up happening is it really disrupts what they're doing and trying to control this attention field that we all live in. That's the whole thing about propaganda and what they've tried to do to us. Now, that's a very short summary of a 3-hour show I did with you several times already, so I'm not going to go into that again. But here's the 7 simple rules of a good feminist. Number 1, label innocuous things as sexist, sexual harassment, to successfully water down all real acts of the same. In other words, if a guy asks you out and he doesn't know that you're a feminist or a lesbian, that's sexual harassment. And make sure that you label every little thing that happens to you as sexual harassment, so you can get ahead in the jobs areas and you can go ahead and further try to destroy men. Because most of these ladies, they really, really hate white men. Number 2, bathe in hypocrisy. Okay, this mantra will help. Do as I say, not as I do. Double standards within feminism are totally cool because you have a uterus and men don't. For instance, you be sure that you can basically objectify men, but they cannot objectify women. I had this happen to me all the time in college, and I didn't really care at that point in time because I was a heathen. I had just won the Mr. Tallahassee contest in Tallahassee. I was a bodybuilder, never took any steroids, and I was just really large and really good shape back in, you know, this is 40 years ago. This is not now. And I remember the women, how they would just, you know, come up to you or whatever and grope you or whatever, and you're like, wow, this is kind of crazy. But you know, when you're a heathen, you don't really care about that. But see, to them, that was okay. You try to do that to a woman, you're going to get charged with sexual assault charges. So they like to do the opposite of what they tell people to do. You need to really ignore all the real injustice against women. You must defend everybody who says anything bad about men, but then you have to completely ignore the religion of peace with acid attacks on women, making them completely dogs in their minds. And if you basically say something about what's going on with Islam, then you are right-winged, bigoted Islamophobe. Number 4, this demand respect and do everything in your power to strip yourself of it, like covering yourself in menstrual blood, getting naked at different types of protests. And number 5, and this is something that I want to share with you guys, because Doug mentioned this, this is why I started with this, because I wasn't going to start with Hillary. Practice the sacrament of abortion. Guys, this is a total form of Baal worship, of Moloch worshiping, of sacrificing the children. This one is crucial. If you don't participate in the sacrament of killing your unborn baby and then bragging about it, you will basically not be accepted as a true feminist, because you have to learn how to do this immediately if you want to be involved in feminism. Number 6, once you've successfully painted yourself as a victim, project your insecurities onto innocent men and treat them absolutely horrible. And then finally, you must tear down all women who disagree with you and who fail to follow the rules that you've given them as women who are basically pandering to men or pandering to their husbands and are being objectified. And you know, the sad part about this is, Doug, when I did this part the other day on my show, I put a little bit of more funny stuff into it. But right now, with the tone of the show tonight, I need to make people realize this isn't a joke. This isn't funny anymore. This liberal, left-wing, communist, satanic infiltration into our country starting in the early 1900s has just been invasive throughout the entire country now, including the takeover of Hollywood with the Kabbalists, with the Luciferians, with all the stuff they do with their satanic worship, all the halftime ceremonies at the Super Bowl that are all satanic worship now. All of this stuff is bringing this entire one world global government together under the quote unquote guise of Lucifer, and to bring him in as a new world order leader under a one world religion. That's why they hate Christianity. And that's why the alternative news talk show guests and hosts that are also Christian, who talk openly about their beliefs in Jesus Christ, like I do and you do and Dave Hodges does, you know, we're not being left alone. We're being harassed. You know, and you, I know you get the emails. I get the emails, all this crazy stuff. And the craziest thing about this, guys, I'm going to tell you this now. Everybody listen to me for a second. The bulk of the negative emails that I get come from people that claim to be Christians at the beginning of their emails. Happens
Amen.
All
that's,
the time.
You, yes. You,
and, I, yes. I am nauseous of it. And that's why I finally told Austin, if it doesn't have something positive to say, don't even send it to me. I don't want to know, because I literally get deluged with thousands of emails, and I said, I'm not reading this negativity. And here's the reason why. It's easy to be an armchair quarterback and to sit there and criticize Doug or me or Dave or a group of other people. You know, a few weeks ago, I said something on the air about another talk show host had criticized Alex Jones. Now, I don't agree with everything Alex does, including the language and the alcohol. I don't agree with that. Okay? I think it's wrong. And it doesn't represent well with him claiming to be a Christian. I mean, I have to say that blatantly. But I'm not going to eviscerate him and say basically he's not this or he's not that or not this. He just needs to lead a better example as a Christian than he claims to be. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm not going to get into some big kicking parade on Alex Jones, because Alex Jones is the tip of the spear. He still has the biggest numbers out there, and he's the one that takes the heat for almost all of us in just spades. He really does. And so we're all being talked to in a way through emails and having our sites hacked and shows taken off the air. And you guys have seen it happen to me multiple times, that people don't understand this is just what we've gotten used to because this is what they do to us. Now, here's what I need you guys to do. I need all of you to go to Doug's website tonight. I don't care if it's $1, $5, $100, or $1,000. And I need everybody to support this man and his organization. Now, I realize he's not a 501(c) corporation. We're not even pretending like that's real. That's just the whole government fictitious label anyhow, as far as I'm concerned. But what I'm saying is that Doug has a heart after God, and he needs your support. I support the Hagman Show. I mean, I support the Hodges Show. I mean, I support everybody. I mean, I just write checks out all the time, because I always try to be the best I possibly can to practice what I preach. And I need all of you guys to do that. We've also got a special tonight we'll talk about in a few minutes as far as...
Yes, it's, in fact, Ted, if I can just interject one thing
sure.
here. Folks, go to HagmanReport.com. This special is perhaps the... this is an incredible special. The book, Maximum Fat Loss Workbook, the CD series, Maximum Energy Health and Fitness Program, the reports, special reports, Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, including the cellulite, ADHD, all of this, the real deal on all this stuff by Dr. Ted Brewer. Any purchase on Dr. Brewer's website from Health Masters, any purchase from Health Masters, over $300, you can get all of those. And it's hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise information. We have this very information. And I'll say this. We got this probably 18 months ago, and my wife is still going through it and listening and re-listening, learning every day. This is an incredible value for a limited time. So go to HagmanReport.com. There you're going to find all of the details I just mentioned and our coupon code, Doug CD Set, at checkout. But go ahead and take a look. Take a look at what this man is offering. And I don't want to make this into an infomercial. It's not. But, you know, everyone's suffering out there with obesity, with high blood pressure, with, I mean, you name it. There are answers. And By the way, Ted, the federal government is just cracking down right now on people in the alternative medicine. Well, I mean, what am I saying? You know this better than anyone.
Well, Doug, they started this back in the 80s, in the early 90s, very hard here in the state of Florida. That's when I went ahead and relinquished my license. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just do seminars and TV and radio. And I said, I'm done. They're not going to catch me on some technicality of something that I didn't do. They say that I did. I'm not getting involved in all that nonsense. And so I basically just didn't renew my license and just retired. Now, what's interesting about all of this is that people don't understand is that the medical health practitioners out there who are alternative practitioners, some 50 of them have been killed in the last year, died of strange circumstances. I did a whole show with you over a year ago now on that, and it was one of the top downloaded shows on iTunes for all news networks for the entire month. Now, what's interesting about that is that same show has done over 8 million views and downloads. Now, guys, it hasn't stopped. It's still continuing because the same group of international bankers who are headed up by Goldman Sachs, if you want a name, I'll put a name on it, that are involved in all of this, who run the world, they're losing their control. You know, China and Russia about had enough of them. A bunch of the Hungary's had enough of them. Hungary's actually banned the Rothschild banks now in Hungary. They've all had enough of it because they don't want these guys involved with their lives anymore and controlling them because they control the political realm also. Rothschild
Ted,
said...
Hold that thought. We're up against the break. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Ted Breuer on this edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. We will be right back after this. Stay with us.
Ted Breuer is with us, healthmasters.com. You want to get the real deal on what's taking place right now, geopolitically, politically, in the health arena. It's Dr. Ted Breuer. We're so fortunate to have him on for an extended period on our show. Of course, he's got his own show right here on Global Star Radio Network, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and then again, the replay after our show. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, these elections coming up, the presidential elections are unlike any, this is without precedent. And, Ted is going to be addressing and has been addressing, or did address, I should say, the Hillary health scandal or Hillary health possibilities and his professional assessment. Yeah, she's got some health issues, serious health issues. And of course, he's in agreement with 71% of the medical doctors out there that were informally polled. Before we get back to Mr. Breuer, let me ask you folks, do you have a small business or do you have a product, for example? Do you have a survival-related product, something that could help others, especially those people who are preparing for the worst, that want to be self-sufficient? Or do you have a product that stands above the rest? Consider this. We've created a very, very special limited offer that will provide you with national and international exposure at a fraction of the price of nationally syndicated big talker programs. We're getting your business in front of millions, and I mean actually literally millions of viewers and listeners, potential customers and clients of yours. You can experience the same level of advertising, for example, as Omaha Steaks and Pro Flowers and Nuts.com and all of these other businesses at just a fraction of the cost. If you are a Christian business owner, or if you are a conservative Christian business owner, or if you understand that we face, as Christians face, a very volatile, unfriendly market out there, and you want to build a loyal and supportive client base, advertise on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Here's what I want you to do. Go to HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com. On the lower right hand side, you'll see a magenta colored box. That's right, magenta. I said it. It's kind of reddish. Click on that. Check out the advertising opportunities. Send an email to opportunities@hagman.com. If you're interested, someone will get back with you forthwith. It's a police term, law enforcement term, forthwith. You like that? opportunities at HagmanHagman.com. Now, also, today's special, well, the special for a limited time, while supplies last, Dr. Ted Brower, HealthMasters.com. Visit HagmanReport.com as well. Right there. Look at the product. I mean, look at what you get. With any $300 purchase, you get Maximum Fat Loss Workbook, CD series, Maximum Energy, Health and Fitness Program and CDs, various reports, the reports Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, which includes reports on cellulite, ADHD, depression, hypertension, diabetes, check, chronic fatigue, check. Man, I can go on. It looks like I'm reading my own health chart here. But no, seriously, this is a great deal. Visit healthmasters.com or for more information, HagmanReport.com. Front, top, right there. You can see it. Hits you right in the nose there. It's got the green background there. Click on that for full details. Ted, we don't want to take up any more of your time. You were going through a number of things. Continue, sir.
Well, the thing I want folks to realize is that, you know, we're here to help. So if you need to call us up, we actually answer our phone. I know it's almost hard to believe that somebody actually answers the telephone anymore because most businesses don't. We've been in business for 36 years, and so that's a long time. It's been a blessing to us, and we've been able to bless a lot of other people. But I have worked with a lot of folks in the past with Parkinson's disease, and quite frankly, from a nutritional standpoint, there's not a whole lot that can be done with it. You can give them B vitamins. You can also give them cod liver oil. You help to get rid of different type of toxicity things in their body. But once this progression starts, it gets pretty bad. A few months ago, Doug, you had asked me what I thought was wrong with Hillary, and I told you I felt she had Parkinson's disease. Now I'm going to document why I feel that way. There have been numerous videos that have been done talking about this online. I've basically compiled a bunch of those. I've been working on this for a bit, and I've put together my own synopsis of what's happening with her and why I believe, in my own personal opinion, I'm not making a quantifiable diagnosis because, of course, I'm not licensed to do that. And secondly, I'm not her doctor, so that won't make any difference if whatever I say. This is just my opinion on any of this stuff. But this is why I believe she has Parkinson's disease. Number one, on August the 14th, Joe Biggs from InfoWars said that Secret Service agents came to him and told him that Hillary had Parkinson's disease. Now, here's why I believe that's true. Back in the 90s, when I was on the seminar circuit with President Bush and Barbara Bush, and I've told you guys this before on the air, so I'm not trying to be redundant, we had numerous Secret Service people that were still on detail with George H. and Barbara Bush when they were on the circuit with me. I remember the first time I spoke with them was, I believe it was 94, and we were at the Reunion Arena in Dallas, or it may have been in Houston. I can't remember which city. I think it was Dallas. And I remember they had snipers in camouflage, you know, with their AR-15s up in the rafters, scanning the audience, making sure that nobody was going to try to attack President Bush, former President Bush at that point, because, you know, Saddam Hussein had basically put a hit out on him and they were trying to protect him in this huge public arena. There were 17,000 people there today. And when we spoke to the Secret Service people, they were very candid and they told us they had requested to leave the White House detail because Hillary was so condescending and so mean and such a wicked witch. And they use the other word for that, by the way, that they did not want to have anything to do with her, that Bill and her stayed drunk all the time. There was the never-ending parties. If you remember, Bill actually busted up his knee one time when he fell because he was drunk. And this is just a giant party in the White House when they were there. It's just a giant whatever it wants to be, you know. Now, the interesting thing about this is I believe the Secret Service told the truth because they really, 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 really loathe her. I mean, and I'm using, they said that Bill was nice, but they hated her. She threw things in the White House. She just, every filthy possible word you could use, she used on the Secret Service agents on an ongoing basis. So condescending and so awful. And so that's why I believe they blew the whistle on her. And I also believe that they genuinely care about the United States of America and that they know that she's so debilitated at this point that she's not capable of performing the duties of commander in chief. Her vehicles have already been equipped with lift gates to help her get into the vehicles. An ambulance follows her with a full paramedic team wherever she goes. She has handlers that come up to the middle of a sentence she's saying if she freezes, I'll talk about that in a minute, and tell her it's okay, keep talking. Okay? I'm going to explain to you why all that is happening and why that's a symptom of Parkinson's disease right now. Now, what people don't understand is this. Right after Joe Biggs announced this on August the 14th, Julian Assange came out with some more emails, basically with Hillary asking the State Department to research new drugs for Parkinson's disease. Now, there's a reason she wants the new drugs, and that's because of the side effects of levodopa, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. On January the 31st in 2005, Hillary fainted during a speech. This has been going on now for over 10 years. Now, she was caught by the Secret Service. Now, to her credit, she could have been drunk. I mean, I'm not, because they drink so much. Both of these guys do. Just look at their lifestyle. In German, the word is called Flottes, and Leben is life. And Flottes means a life given to debauchery and excess. And I remember my mom used to always tell me that somebody was an alcoholic or they were a problem drinker. She said that they had a Flottes Leben, which means a life given over to excess and debauchery. And basically they waste themselves at a very young age because your body both basically burns a candle at both ends, to coin an old metaphor. Now, also, on June the 18th, 2009, she fell again and broke an elbow on the way to the White House. Then in December of 2012, she fell again. This time she struck her head, causing a major concussion. Now, these are called Parkinson freeze events. And what happens is the body's motor cortex just basically stops, and your body just freezes and looks and fixates, and you just lose balance and you suddenly fall. Now, when you fall, you're not even capable at that point of picking your arms up to break your fall, and hence you end up landing on your head. And so it's very, very, very deadly disease from that standpoint. Now, guys, I'm trying to discuss the symptomatic side effects of Parkinson's disease tonight. And for those of you who may be suffering from Parkinson's disease tonight, you know that I'm telling the truth. In no way am I trying to make any light of Parkinson's disease sufferers, because it's a very, very real deal. Okay. The medical clearance letters that she released from her doctor basically say she's healthy, her general practitioner. Okay, she never released the 2005 event medical reports, the 2009 event medical reports, or the 2012 hospital medical event reports. They haven't been released. And I'm sure they would dictate that she was suffering from Parkinson's disease. Then in January 2013, Huma Abedin, her Muslim handler, I guess, I don't know what to call this woman, basically one of her emails read that Hillary, after the fall, was often confused. It doesn't sound like somebody we want as our commander-in-chief. In early 2016, videos of odd physical movements and brain freezes started popping up all over the internet. She's actually, in some videos, she's being held up while speaking. She's being helped up small flights of stairs. She has a constant attendant. One of the recent ones was a big black guy. I'm not sure if he's a paramedic or a medical doctor. In April, in one another appearance, she had head nodding tremors, which just went on and on and on. In Parkinson's, when your head or your hand is at rest, it may start to shake or move. It's a Parkinson's tremor. You'll see a person be sitting there, their hand will be limp, and they start quivering. Their hands will start shaking. Well, these are the Parkinson's tremors. In May the 2nd, during another video, shows that her middle finger, Doug, was wrapped on top of her index finger in one of her speeches. This is a typical Parkinson's hand movement gesture. It's very uncomfortable to do that. I can't. It hurts me when I do that. That's the middle finger wrapped over the index finger, but it's very common as far as a Parkinson hand movement. In another video, several reporters were shouting questions all at the same time. Immediately, her head started to bob in an exaggerated manner. That's not a seizure, by the way. A lot of folks were saying that's a seizure. It's not. That's a medical side effect of the levodopa. It's basically called a levodopa-induced dyskinesia, or a Parkinson disease levodopa-induced dyskinesia. We'll call that PDLID. Now, dyskinesia is spelled D-Y-S-K-I-N-E-S-I-A. And basically, it is an uncontrolled, involuntary muscle movement. The reason this happens is the medicine that is used for Parkinson's disease, the levodopa, basically replaces dopamine in the brain that's starting to lose cells because one part of the brain called the substantia nigra starts to die. It's one of the coordination centers for the brain. And when this levodopa is used for over a period of 10 years, you start having a lot of these freezes because it's one of the side effects of the drug. Now, but levodopa usually works well, but it can fail with too many visual inputs or stressors at the same time. Now, the levodopa-induced dyskinesia, okay, the PDLID, basically can take over, causing these odd, exaggerated motions, like her head will twist sideways, her eyes will bug out, her mouth will drop open, like she did with the balloon drop. That's all a side effect of the levodopa. Now we're starting to understand why one of the WikiLeaks emails, she was asking the State Department to research new drugs for Parkinson's disease because the levodopa has this side effect. Now, this PDLID does not cause a loss of consciousness, but what happens is it causes a freeze. It happens to every Parkinson's patient that's been on levodopa for more than 10 years, Doug. It's a side effect of the drug. This is why she refuses to do news conferences, because she doesn't want these stimuli going in. The multiple stimuli and stress would probably set off multiple freezing events. Would it make impossible, if she was doing that, for her to be elected as president of the United States? Remember the DNC during the balloon drop, Doug? And when balloons came down, her head jerked to the left, her mouth dropped open, her eyes bugged out, and basically that's every element that is very common to Parkinson's disease sufferers. And again, that is a PDLID caused crisis. Hillary said that she short-circuited. Well, guess what? That's a term that's used in the therapy with working with Parkinson's disease patients, in which they're told that their brain simply short-circuits. That's not something that you would say, my brain short-circuited. Well, it's used very common in Parkinson's patient. In August 6th, another scene, she actually focuses on something in the crowd. She saw something. She freezes. Two attendants, the big black guy and another guy, run up to her. They say, rub her on the back to break her out of the trance she's in. And they tell her to keep talking, that they're with her, everything's okay. And when a Parkinson's sufferer freezes, the brain function slows way down to a crawl. They actually need help to reboot. Telling her it's okay to keep talking gets her rebooted. Then she repeats what she heard to get her brain started back up again, which is typical Parkinson's disease. And that's exactly what she said. She says, oh, it's okay, I'm going to keep talking. She says exactly what they said. That's why I think that she had an earpiece in her ear the other night in those ridiculously rigged, staged debates on TV. She was wearing the earpiece. We don't know if it was a hearing aid or an earpiece, but it could have been used to stop a trigger event to get her to start talking again. It's okay, Hillary. You're okay. Talk again. Here's what you need to say. Everything's okay. And she was starting over again. Or they may have dialed in or dialed up her dosing. Remember, several of the side effects of the Parkinson's disease with the levodopa is extreme fatigue. Alex Jones says that she's sleeping like 18 hours a day now, and that's why she cannot simply go out and do the campaign trail any longer. The coughing attacks are not allergies to Donald Trump, as she so implied, but it's a swallowing disorder caused by Parkinson's. Parkinson's causes food or saliva to get caught on the vocal cords because you're not swallowing properly. You know, we've all swallowed wrong before. I remember a couple of years ago, I choked on some stuff I was eating. Oh my gosh, Doug, it was awful. I coughed and hacked and coughed and hacked. And my eyes are, you know, running. I'm choking. I think, this is crazy. Because we've all had fluid go down into the lungs. This is what happens with Parkinson's disease. It causes pneumonia. Aspiration pneumonia is the most common cause of death in Parkinson's disease sufferers, because of this choking problem they have and not being able to swallow properly. Also, the levodopa causes fatigue, which we've already said, like Alex Jones said, she's extremely tired all the time. So what all this means is simple. In my opinion, Hillary has advanced Parkinson's disease. She basically can't hide her tremors any longer and her fatigue and her PDLIDs. That's why she's doing such few news conferences. She basically cannot handle any visual stimulant that's coming at her quickly. She can't handle the presidency because, Doug, think about this. If she's having a seizure or she's sleeping in the middle of the night, what if she's in one of these drug-induced states where she can't wake up and she's got to make a decision very quickly? Luckily, we all know that the president of the United States at this point is simply a sock puppet for Lucifer anyhow, with Obama and with the Bushes, and basically the other people are running the planet, so I guess it really doesn't matter what she does. Or do we even think that maybe this is what happened with Benghazi? that maybe she basically couldn't respond quickly enough because she was in one of these seizure states. I don't know. I don't think that happened because it took like 12 or 13 hours for the Benghazi thing to unfold. I personally believe they wanted all of those CIA operatives in Libya killed because of the drug running, the weapon smuggling, the child sex trafficking, all the stuff these guys were involved in. So they wanted the whole thing silenced out. But as Parkinson's disease progresses, Doug, it often causes senile dementia. I mean, really, this lady's already crazy as it is. She's already unbelievably mean. She has a horrible personality. Does she really, she loves to start wars and kill people. Do we really need a president with dementia in the White House? If so, who's going to run the country? Well, we know who would run it anyhow. It would be the Rothschild banking cartel and their folks, or Huma Abedin, listening to those guys, or Bill Clinton, or maybe Tim Kaine. But she's basically medically unfit, as far as I'm concerned, and many other people believe, Doug, to serve as president of the United States, period. So that's my analogy of what's going on with her and why I believe that she has Parkinson's disease. And that's why I said that several months ago on your show.
All right. Okay.
And to add to your point, Ted, the just from reading today from HillarySpeeches.com, on there that shows her schedule, and apparently last night she held an event in North Carolina, and she's not doing anything till Wednesday, where she will be on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and her husband and the vice presidential pick are going to be out campaigning at different locations, but she's taking a about a 5-day rest. And in the article they ask, is any presidential candidate taken, you know, disappeared for 5 days in the September
Obama,
before the election?
Obama did, in right before the election, took, you know, to go to Hawaii with his grandmother, who passed away right after or subsequent to his visit, or yeah, to his visit. But
and then how long can she keep this up, hiding her symptoms, even when she's only on TV 20, 30 minutes here and there, you know, days in between each other?
Well, it all depends. You know, it all depends on how much they wind her up. I mean, if they don't wind her up a lot, and they keep the drug to a minimum, and they only use it when they absolutely need it, when she does an appearance, they can probably hide a lot of these symptoms if they titrate the dosing of the levodopa down. Because remember that this drug itself is what causes these symptoms. You know, Michael J. Fox, a couple of years ago, he shocked the whole world because, you know, he seems to be pretty normal because he takes the levodopa. And one day he did a video, you can watch it online, in which he had come completely off the levodopa and showed the true brunt of the Parkinson's disease and how his eyes were bugged out. He couldn't control his movements. See, this is what Hillary would be if she wasn't on the drug, in my opinion. So she's got herself a real mess, a real health problem right now. But because of the greed of the Clinton Foundation, and because George Soros has said that she's already been picked and she's already been chosen to be the president, regardless of the popular election, that they've already fixed it through the Electoral College. Now, what the heck he meant by all that, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know why this wasn't getting up again. Remember that we talked about Soros a few months ago, and I told everybody that he was trained at the Rothschild Bank of England as a youngster after he had been a Nazi collaborator and turned against his fellow Jews. They brought him into London and trained him, and I believe that's where he got his Rothschild basically endowment, and they basically set him up. They did the same thing with J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan was thought to have been one of the most wealthiest people on the planet, and it turns out that basically he was a Rothschild stooge, and he was also an agent of the Vatican. But you can read that yourself in the theories about why the Titanic went down. There's a lot of really interesting stuff that if you go back 100 years and you start looking at who these players were, but in the end they found out that he was basically being underwritten by the Rothschild banking cartel. Remember, these guys, they print their own money. They can do whatever they want. They're not audited. So if they need an extra $1 trillion in off-book balance sheets, which they've already done multiple times now, they can either print it or create it electronically, and there's no tracking it because they're not being audited. You know, Ron Paul got a partial audit a few years ago, and they started talking to him, and there was over $10 trillion they had printed in off-book balance sheets, and when Bernanke was asked where the money went, he said it went to banks and refused to answer it. I mean, I don't make this stuff up, though. You and Joe both know it's true. So these guys can do what they ever want to do because they print the currency. They can do whatever they want to do. And as long as the currency and all petrodollars being traded in currency, all petrodollars are being bought in U.S. dollars, what ends up happening is to buy oil, you know, it's going to maintain the value of our currency. And of course, Libya, you don't want to do that anymore. Gaddafi's gone. You know, Egypt didn't want to do that. He's gone. You know, it's just that that's what they do. This Khazarian mafia that runs this thing, this basically this Goldman Sachs mafia that puts in leaders in the world and controls everything through their money mafia. And Paul McGuire talks about this in detail. And, you know, the day the dollar died and all the other books that he's written. It's just what's going on. Now, let's do a couple more things about Hillary that I want to shift subjects totally and talk about some other stuff, some natural stuff that we want to talk about tonight and a bunch of breaking news stories. Top Google search right now. What did Dr. Drew say about Hillary? Dr. Drew's show was dropped days after discussing Hillary's health. According to the metrics revealed by the companies at Google Trends Twitter account Friday, the top question regarding Democrat Hillary was over the past few days, what did Dr. Drew say about Hillary? On Thursday, the HLN cable network announced they would cancel Dr. Drew Pinsky's show, Dr. Drew on Call, giving little more details than they had to say, than they had mutually agreed to air the final episode of his show September 22nd. But merely 8 days earlier, Dr. Drew had presented some startling revelations regarding Hillary's health, stating he was gravely concerned, not just about her health, but also about her health care. Boom, bang, done. He's finished. Same thing when Glenn Beck, who I don't care for anymore, he's gone off the reservation. I think he's had too many diet sodas. He basically started talking about the Federal Reserve Bank. Boom, bang, Fox, he was gone. It's just what they do. When they start questioning things they're not supposed to talk about, remember that Donald Trump said something about how the Fed was holding up the stock market, and Hillary said, you can't talk about the Fed if you're president. What the heck do you mean you can't talk about the Fed? Well, that's sacrosanct. You can't do that. By the way, here's another article. Hillary blasts for for-profit colleges like Trump University, but Bill took millions from a for-profit college. Hillary Clinton refuses the Mexican president's invitation. Mexican president Nieto extended invitations to both major party presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but where Trump took the meeting, Clinton is now refusing to accept the neighboring president's invitation. Why? She can't. She physically can't do it. And she doesn't want to get busted on camera anymore. She has too many weirdo episodes on camera. Clinton receives millions of dollars from Dow Chemical, backs away from an effort to ban toxic chemicals that harm women, which is ironic to me because some of the research that I've read over the years says that Parkinson's can be caused by solvents and other chemicals that can actually cause and create higher rates of Parkinson's disease. Was Hillary Clinton wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? Yes, she had something in her ear. I don't know what it is. It was probably something to help get her back on track again if she triggered and froze on the platform. James Woods can't stand her. He's the actor out of Hollywood. And he texted out, he tweeted out, she can't even lie to help without the help from a gaggle of other liars through an earpiece, tweeted Woods. She literally can't help herself. She's the kind of sociopath who will lie even if the truth were more beneficial, added Woods, linking to an article by Truth Pundit which reported that Hillary was wearing an earpiece to receive stealth coaching during the town hall event. She may have been getting some stealth coaching, but I think that was like an emergency thing, Doug, personally. I personally think that she wanted to make sure that in the event, and her handlers wanted to have make an event, that if she froze on the platform, they didn't want her falling and passing out, number one. And number two, they wanted to tell her it was okay, keep talking, tell her it's okay, keep talking, which is what she's repeated several times already. The one guy actually came up and rubbed her back when she was talking, ran up to her because they were afraid she was going to do a face plant. And again, the article, Soros predicts Trump's win, the popular vote, but claims Hillary's already a done deal. Now,
Ted, before the break, I want to just ask you to consider the constitutional crisis that this might cause.
Absolutely. We're coming up against the break, folks. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted Brewer on this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. He'll be with us for the rest of the show, so stay tuned as we are going to cover the rest of Hillary Clinton and going into the presidential elections, and then whatever else Ted wants to talk about. Folks, go to the HagmanReport.com. We're continuing to keep that updated, and check it throughout the weekend and through next week, HagmanReport.com.